Take the 12 o'clock line and place there the day, the month, and the year of your birth. If your birthday is July 4th, place July 4th on the 12 o'clock line. At the hour that you were born, you began your first initiation, the initiation of the hierarchy of Capricorn, of power. The thrust of power was your first breath and the first cry. And the initiation you passed was to seize the flame of life and take it and claim it as your own. As you know, some, unfortunately, do not pass that test. All through the first year of your life, you were serving under the great divine director and the hierarchies of Capricorn, testing the power as that power manifested in the stretching of the limbs, in the flow of the energy of the heart, in the exact working of the physical body. On your first birthday came the first initiation in this life under the hierarchy of Aquarius. And God love infused your soul with a new wonder. And your identity with love and with loved ones increases. On your second birthday comes the initiations of Pisces, the water element. It is a testing in the etheric body of the flow of water and emotions. And it is the flame of God mastery. In this year, you master many things. Scientists tell us we learn more in this year than any other time in our life. In fact, in the first several years of our life. So the flame of God mastery comes with a great thrust to the two-year-old who is eager to master everything that is in sight. Then at three, the awareness of the Christ child. The child gains a tremendous sense of identity. I am who I am, the awareness of the name, and I want to do it all by myself. And that is the development of the ego, and it is the divine ego borning in the child. And the greatest mistake the parent can make is to do for that child what the child diligently desires to do for itself. And when the child cries that you have done something for him or her, quickly undo it and let him do it himself. It is terribly important that the flame of individuality develop in this third year. It is focusing the balance for a lifetime. All the while the records are being recorded in the subconscious, all that occurs in these lines, all of the impressions, all of the sounds we hear, interaction with life, all of this is going into the record of the four lower bodies. Then comes the test of the hierarchy of Taurus. More and more we are precipitating into the physical, gaining mastery of the physical. There is that certain stubbornness that carries through the flame of individuality, the stubbornness that is not a bad stubbornness. It is a will to be, to have that separate identity, to forge out that mind which is beginning to work. Children are reading. They are working with numbers. They are mastering that physical element, that earth plane of Taurus. That entire year is marked by that energy. As we see on the aspect of the circle that shows the threefold flame, Taurus is a sign of love. It is by love that we precipitate that determination. And it is actually a determination within the soul of the child to conform to the law of the inner being. The problem here is that not all children have the sense of the inner law, and they have imposed upon them from without laws which society and parents and schools deem as being more important than the inner law of the child. So the child is taking into itself, line upon line, whatever it contacts, and composing the law of its life at subconscious and conscious levels. At this period of time and earlier, the Montessori system is able to give the child a contact with the inner law. But many other educational experiences which children have at this age serve to the detriment of the child, to tear from the child its contact with the inner law of life. This then will be a pattern that is set for life, for good or for ill. The cycles come, the cosmic clock is unfolding. On the fifth birthday, the child comes under the hierarchy of Gemini, testing the wisdom of the Christ mind. It is a sign of error. The mental development increases. The child is precocious. The child wants to learn. Most of our educational systems hold the child back in games and playing, saying this is what children do. Maria Montessori found out that children are brilliant, have a tremendous desire to learn, and have the keys whereby they can learn. She did not call it this, but she shows in her system how they can draw forth from the causal body and the I Am presence, the inner genius of the soul. On the 6 o'clock line on the sixth birthday, a child learns under the hierarchy of Cancer the flow of energies in motion, the flow of harmony. This is a time when parents must be careful to see that the child is not allowed to have tantrums and to throw energy in order to control others. For the next 3 years, the child will be testing the emotional body and the flow of energy. What can the child get away with? What can the child do with energy? The child discovers that if it throws energy through the solar plexus or through screaming, it can command a whole group of adults. So the child becomes very powerful, and at that very moment begins to control the mother. This is a time when the mother must define her position as well as the father, and when the child must be taught how to govern energy and motion. Many of the tools in the Montessori system teach this governing, this control, which extends to the physical body, the mental body, and sets the correct patterns at the etheric plane. Age 7, the child is dealing again with an action of love under Leo and the mastery of God gratitude, learning manners, learning politeness, learning to say thank you, learning an awareness of social action, interaction, continuing on the 8 o'clock line under the hierarchy of Virgo, anchoring again into this earth sign, that flame of Virgo, which is the flame of justice. Justice meaning equality of flow of energy in the four lower bodies. At the age of 9, the child comes again into a new increment of awareness. Awareness of life as the Holy Spirit and the flame of God reality. A greater measure of independence is coming here. And parents must be careful to see that the child is taught what is real and what is not real. There is a tremendous confusion in the media today whereby children are given all kinds of cartoons and stories and fantasies with which they identify, and they are floating in and out of the astral plane, in and out of illusion. Here we define reality, and we find that in our educational institutions, there is a desire also to define reality, yet in their ignorance, they tell our children that which is unreal is real, and that which is real is not real. My children came home to me telling me that their teacher said, there are no angels, there isn't any God, no one believes in God anymore. This is the importance of the role of the parent to reaffirm reality and the standards of the Holy Spirit, the cosmic honor flame that must be inculcated in this early cycle. The 10th birthday marks God vision, dealing with the energies of Scorpio, testing of the 10, selflessness, a lesson of giving, a lesson also in the water element. In the 11th year, the flame of God victory, a flame of light, a flame of illumination, dealing with the energies of Sagittarius, the fire of Sagittarius anchoring in the earth quadrant, the sign of victory, the development of the physical body. Each 12 years marks a turning of the cycle of the cosmic clock. On the 12th birthday, the child returns to the place of its origin. It has a set of records now to be dealt with, for the first time, the turn of the clock. It will deal then with the initiations of puberty on the 12 o'clock line, in a new cycle of God power surging through the four lower bodies. It will also deal with all of the records of impressions of the first year of its life. Now 12 o'clock, the 12th cycle of life, is also the year when the first increment of karma descends from previous lifetimes. Unless the child is an advanced soul, an initiate, or has requested that karma be given earlier, it is the plan of the Lords of Karma to allow children to have 12 years and to allow parents and teachers to have 12 years to correlate in the child's consciousness the blueprint of life, the mastery of the mind, the standards of culture, the standards of religion, all the right things that children should be taught as a legacy that we have been given for thousands of years of culture on this planet. Unfortunately, today, parents are sometimes ignorant of this culture and of this teaching. Our educational institutions do not ensoul it. And we find that in the first 12 years of the life of a child, many times more harm is done than good. Nevertheless, those 12 years are the supreme opportunity to pass the torch to children of all of the values that we hold dear, spiritual knowledge and understanding of the cosmos. Maria Montessori found out that little children were enthralled with astronomy and the study of the stars because they have the co-measurement with the infinite. Mathematics and physics and chemistry also intrigue the child. During these 12 years, the pattern is set then of what the child will bring forth. If the child has a strong sense of cosmic law, which parents call right and wrong, but right and wrong, of course, is something that moves on the scale of relativity as the decades roll by. And so we prefer to speak of cosmic law itself as the measuring rod of right and wrong. When the child is given that supreme contact with the soul in those first 12 years, when it has that grounding, then it comes to face the testing of karma at age 12 and the testings of puberty. It has a firm foundation in the law. It is equipped to face that energy which is oncoming and which presents a great testing in the next 12-year cycle, the years between 12 and 24. Let us study those years as we take up an examination of the perversions of the 12 hierarchies of the sun. On the 12th birthday, the child receives the impetus, actually a sphere of light that descends from the causal body, of God power. It is a blue sphere of energy. It is delivered into the Christ self, to the Christ flame. Just as cosmic hierarchies deliver a sphere of light at winter solstice for the turning of the cycle of the year, so this gift of energy now is within the heart of the child. How will the child use that energy? The child will use the energy as it has been taught. If it has been taught obedience, it will use it in obedience. If it has been taught God control, the energy will flow with God control. If it has been taught the proper behavior patterns, proper discipline and learning techniques and so forth, all of this God power will be used as an adornment to amplify all of the other 12 aspects of the clock. However, the child is also going to deal with in this year the first increment of karma. And this frequency of energy that is the misuse of God power we define as criticism, condemnation, and judgment. It is the misuse of the etheric body and the alchemy of fire. Now this condemnation manifests in many subtle ways. Self-condemnation, self-belittlement. It may be a period where the child withdraws, feels uncomfortable with his peers, doesn't know quite how to interact. The self-belittlement and worthlessness at that age, which may continue all the way through the 12 years of attempting to integrate with peers, can be the result of past karma that is also delivered on that 12th birthday. As the I Am Presence delivers the sphere of fire of God power, so the Lords of Karma, through the Christ Self, also deliver that package of karma that contains misuses of God power. Now, these misuses do not fall simply strictly into the category of these three words, yet they can be sensed as such. When initiations of Capricorn are prevalent in the life of the individual or a soul, there is that feeling of being weighted down, of being condemned, of feeling you can't do anything right anytime, no matter how you try. The feeling that people are speaking ill of you, and perhaps they actually are. It can become a burden to the point of a complex, a psychological complex of paranoid. All of this the result of past incarnations of misuse of God power. The wise parent who has the teachings of the clock will take the child in hand. The 12-year-old has a complete capacity to understand this clock. He will understand then that he has choices to make. He can choose to increase the momentum of power by invocations to the blue flame and the masters who serve on that ray, especially to the great divine director. Or he can choose to indulge that condemnation, and as it cycles back to him for transmutation, instead of letting it go into the flame, he may take that condemnation and begin to condemn his parents or his brothers and sisters or children at school. He may become hypercritical of everything and everyone, including himself. When parents observe that trend, they should warn the child it is time to give an invocation to put into the flame all that is less than the perfection of God power and your divine plan that ought to be fulfilled this year. Children will see the difference, and they will also run to greet the opportunity of balancing this karma. Now, where there is ignorance of all of this that is taking place, you find that people can have an entire year of taking all of that momentum of karma and recreating it. People recreate karma. For an entire year, they can be misqualifying the flame of God power. And when the cycle turns and that flame and that torch, which ought to have been carried, is to be exchanged for the flame of God love and the line of Aquarius on the next birthday, the flame that has not been carried cannot be exchanged for a new flame. We see then that initiation is cumulative. What we have earned on one line has to be carried to the next line, and it becomes the foundation for mastery in that line. Therefore, on the 13th birthday, the child who has correctly used the flame of God power lays it upon the altar. The momentum of God power gives him the mastery to claim the love of Aquarius and to anchor that love as purity, as divinity. The age of 13, then, is the testing of love in many ways for the adolescent. It is a time when love must be garnered in the heart, when the wise parent will show the child how to raise the energies coursing through the body, how to release that energy in the heart, how to expand the heart chakra, to begin to understand life as a path of service, and to continually be giving in love in order to use these new energies that are arousing new feelings within his form. These energies can be used to the service of life, and the child can gain a great sense of mastery of that flow in that year. As we go around the clock then, the 14th birthday, on the 2 o'clock line, there is mastery to be gained, especially increments of karma coming at the age of 14, a very important age, especially for the devotee who is born to master in this life. The training in the walk of Jesus and of the Christ will be a tremendous bulwark in the life of the adolescent, the teenager. Understanding the teachings of Jesus, his words, his counsel, understanding Jesus as the guru, the master of the age, understanding that there is a very intimate communion that we can have with Jesus, giving us the strength to overcome temptation, to walk in the way of mastery. The entire Piscean dispensation is the gift of Jesus to the 14-year-old. As wise parents, then, we will see that our children understand that master. And then coming into the line of the 15, the 15th birthday on the 3 o'clock line, the child enters into his own sonship, his awareness of himself as the Christ. He truly comes into that awareness, I am a son of God. He is not simply affirming this, but he is realizing what it means to be a son of God, and the Christ self releases an increment, a momentum of the great central sun, and the Christ flame actually blazes forth through that child. And with proper guidance, even miracles happen in the lives of children this age. For they are pure and of the virgin consciousness, and they have a very special contact with the angelic hosts, with Mary and Jesus, which they have not lost since their incarnation, since little children when they had that attunement in the fiery core of life. At age 16, there is a supreme opportunity for building, for anchoring in the earth plane the talents. It falls in the mental quadrant. It is the year when application in school is very important, preparation and decisions being made for the sacred labor. What will I do in my life? What is my divine plan? How will I forge a future for myself, for my family? How will I bring forth the talents of my causal body? All of this, the hierarchy of Taurus shows the young adult of 16. And this application of the flame of love in study will bring the reward of the foundation that is necessary for life. Unfortunately, there are many distractions at this age. Unfortunately, aside from the increment of the flame of love and obedience that is given on that birthday, there is that package of karma, the record of all that the lords of karma require the 16-year-old to transmute of past records of rebellion, disobedience, stubbornness, and defiance of the law, the inner law of being. The age of 16 and even younger is the age when experimentation with all forms of abuses of the body, the taking in of drugs, the taking in of impure substance, impure foods, all of this takes place, misusing the action of love in Taurus and the flame of the law. We find that because of the way the foundations of civilization are made, that young people of this age, going with their peers, do not have the guidance needed to pass the tests on that line, and usually they make more karma than they balance. When on the cycle of age 15, on the 3 o'clock line, facing that awareness and potential of the Christ, they also are faced with that increment of karma, which is the ego or the carnal mind. We find then that it is an age when young people become aware of themselves as personalities, and they move and push the personality first, and the ego with all of its demands and the flirtations and the movement and the interaction, to the neglect of the soul, to the neglect of the development of the Christ flame. At the age of 14, on the Pisces line, with that increment of God mastery and the walk with Jesus, there comes that increment of karma, that is fear and doubt, records of death. There is a great deal of torment that the adolescent faces at 14, coming to grips with past records of death. We find that young people in these years across the world even have the consideration of suicide and forms of violence that come from these records of death. At the age of 13, with that flame of love, there is that coming up for transmutation of hatred and mild dislike, which is the misuse of love. We find that young people at this age like to get together in groups and cliques and clubs, and there is the classification of social levels, and some are left out and some are included, and there are intense likes and dislikes that build, and they move in groups, and there is that feeling of some are on the inside, some are on the outside, and there is that substance of intensity in relationships. All of this, of course, can be dissolved by the alchemy of divine love when parents and teachers are there to show the child how to use these energies. The 17th birthday, on the 5 o'clock line, intensifying the action of the wisdom of the mind by the hierarchy of Gemini. The age of 17 is an age when a tremendous amount of knowledge can be gleaned from the causal body, when all the hierarchies of heaven stand waiting to impart to the soul its inheritance of the yellow sphere of the causal body. The increment of karma that comes for transmutation in that year is the increment of envy, jealousy, and ignorance of the law. We find then that when the individual is personality oriented and doesn't get out of that socket from the age 15 on, that at this period there are envies and jealousies and vying for relationships, and sometimes this all-consuming energy that takes all of a young person's time in relationships with the opposite sex and determining whether or not this is going to work out or that is going to work out, which is a part of the testing of the hierarchy of Gemini, the twin flames of Gemini. If this can be transmuted and placed in its proper perspective, the right relationships can bring about the fusion of energies for the drawing forth of a vast substance of wisdom. The mind of the 17-year-old, when freed from these other concerns of personality, has the capacity for tremendous input and study and accomplishment in the sacred labor. At the age of 18, on the 6 o'clock line, the testing in the flame of God Harmony and the Divine Mother, 18 marks a 3-year cycle, 18, 19, and 20. In those years, the feeling body is at its prominence, the testing of that feeling body, substance for transmutation that must be consumed if we would gain the mastery under the hierarchies of Cancer, Leo, and Virgo. That substance under Cancer is indecision, self-pity, and self-justification. Feeling sorry for oneself, not being accepted in college, not going on to higher opportunity as others are going, feeling sorry for oneself because of one's own failures, that idling of that energy, the inability to make a decision, what will I do with my life? I'm out of school now, where will I go? The mastery of that flow is necessary to forge ahead into the higher learning of advanced educational institutions, which were destined by the masters to be the focal point for the release of the culture of the Divine Mother. The high school years are intended to be the release of the energies of the Christ Self, the Christ Mind. Entering college or vocational school or business school or some training after high school is a time to glean from the hand of the Mother what is your sacred labor, and to complete that in the 4 years that culminate on the line of the Holy Spirit. And when we come to the line of the Holy Spirit, that is time to go forth after that training into the world of form to make our mark, to get a job whereby we precipitate with our hands, with the correct use of our energies, what we are intended to manifest in this life. The years 21, 22, and 23 are periods when we can take advanced training, mastering further phases at postgraduate work in the increments of the Holy Spirit, or we can go forth, our training completed, to take our place in the world community. Now, the misuses of those lines to watch for in those years, at 19 under the hierarchy of Leo, ingratitude, disturbance in the emotional body, there's a certain anxiety, nervous tension. Then the mastery of Virgo, the sense of injustice, the sense of human injustice, the outrage of particular experiences or particular individuals that you are interacting with, that you feel that there is an unfairness. It's a time to take up social causes, social justice and injustice. It's a time to be careful that we don't squander the energy, the increment of light that is given from Virgo for God justice, and get completely caught up in a sense of injustice whereby we recreate and amplify injustices in our personal life and on a planetary level. On the line of Libra at the age of 21, and I was going to mention also at the age of 9 on that line, the perversion of Libra and of reality is unreality, and it is that deceit, the deception, the intrigue, and the treachery which the ego uses to justify its position. We must be careful to correct in children the tendency to lie, to fib, to expand on the facts so that they are slightly distorted so as to suit our needs and so forth. At 21, this testing again We must see that we do not allow our imagination to make us believe we have an attainment that we do not have, or a position, or, of course, further, to go into those areas that are deliberate betrayal of the laws of society to the detriment of the interaction of life streams. 22, the year of Scorpio, is the year of the testing of the sacred fire, the testing of the uses of the sex energy, which of course comes all through adolescence, but the testing comes as the release of karma in that year of many misuses of the sacred fire in the past. This is also a year when people start families, getting into family life. It's a year for the mastery of the flow, the using of that energy to bring forth children. It is the year of vision, of seeing the plan of life, carving out that vision, selecting one's life's partner. The momentum of selfishness of the past is very strong in that year. We must see to it that we do not base our lives, our plans, our marriages on selfishness, on possessive love, partnerships based on the coming up of karma that is not transmuted will not be lasting. We must see that we call the sacred fire forth from the hierarchy of Scorpio and the Elohim Cyclopea for clear seeing, for the transmutation of these misuses of energy, so that we can make our decisions based on clear seeing. Finally, completing the cycle, this next 12-year cycle, the 23rd birthday, we have the hierarchy of Sagittarius giving us an impetus for the victory of life. Opposing that victory is the entire dragon of the carnal mind, our own human creation symbolized in the form of the dragon in the book of Revelation. And that energy comes with a momentum of resentment, revenge, and retaliation. When we are 11 years old and playing as children, it is the year when we have the hostilities and the cruelties that children are noted for. The fights, the resentment, the revenge, the getting even with so-and-so because he did this to me. Well, it comes again at age 23, and we must see to it that we do not allow resentment in its subtle form of silent seething take from us the crown of victory, which is a release of victorious golden illumination. Coming back then to the 12 o'clock line, we are in the 24th birthday. The next cycle of 12 years is for the mastery of the Christic light and the Buddhic light. In these 12 years, we have the opportunity to become the Christ and the Buddha. At age 33, Jesus manifested the victory of the Christ consciousness and earned his ascension. We have the opportunity to do likewise. 33 is the number of the initiation of life that begins at birth and culminates in the 33rd year. On the 36th birthday is the initiation of Buddha, and from there on in life, if we have passed the tests of Christic initiation, we are given intimate contact with Gautama Buddha and other Buddhas who have gone before him in the testing of the soul according to the Buddhic light. Now, if all follows as clockwork, and all we outpicture through our lives are the God qualities of the 12 hierarchies, of course, we ascend. And that is the spiral of the ascension that you weave with a threefold flame in each of the four quadrants. The threefold flame becomes the fire in the center of the base of the pyramid that begins to turn as a spiral when you are nigh your ascension. It envelops your form, your four lower bodies, and you are completely consumed and returned to the heart of the Father, Mother, God. If we come in with karma, and yet we still qualify all energy with the flames of God, we have the opportunity to consume that karma with the sacred fire, with our own momentum of light, and still manifest the victory at age 33. More than likely, that age will be a turning point rather than the year of our ascension. At that age, we will come forth with our mission, with our ministry, able to deliver the teachings of the ascended masters to the world, to minister unto the flock, unto the group of souls that makes up our group karma, the karma of our mandala of life. And so we enter into our divine mission in that year. The ascended masters are concerned that the youth coming into the teachings at this time come in at an early age, in their teens, in their early 20s, so that they have a decade to prepare for that cycle of life when that tremendous culmination of the victory in the 33rd year can anchor through them the full complement of the mastery of Jesus the Christ, Lord Maitreya, and other ascended masters, the guru of the Chila, and so on. The three-year mission following that year then culminates in the fulfillment of the power of the 3x12. The 3x3, three times going forth, brings us to the age 36 with a Buddhic initiation.